it's your boy DJ Drewski.
Oh, enough of that. I can't get the right intro music to play. I just had enough.
Do a cold in.
I did. I had something all ready to go in the whatever.
You ruined Zombo.
Did you go over the air saying, this is not what I wanted?
The first time I did it. I went over the air when I said, enough of this.
Sounds like when I submit things to him.
All right, we're back.
Hi.
You're listening to Davin's End on the last segment, Trucker Tom, once again showing his prowess and knowledge of the inane, one in who's better on Twitter.
Yeah.
Think about what the hell we just did. My memory stinks. I can't even remember 10 minutes ago.
It's like, oh my God, you're a goldfish. We can't take breaks too long or else you'd lose
Get out of my
track.
Castle. Yeah. On the break, you were listening to Groove Tomb. Always like listening to Groove Tomb. So we're going to do some scamming scammers. I am going to grab that intro, and then Pip is going to tell me what she and Joe guessed.
Okay.
For their guesses, and she can reiterate the categories again. All right. So, what did you guys guess?
Well, the first thing was Mr. Davin. And Joe said three Mr. Davin. I said six. Tom says four. Lisa says two. And Joe says three.
Okay, everybody's got different ones.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Then, fuck off my life. Joe says four.
Not what you're thinking.
Yeah, I did. Two was very popular guess. Tom, he said I also said okay. Joe's girl said one. So called Con Brown. Joe's going for four. He said five. So called Con Brown.
Anyway, he can feel like Bell for my heart.
I said one.
Tom says two. Yeah. And we move on.
Things
I won't be able to see. Anyway, go on.
That one.
I was supposed to play Scam Busters. You know what? I am having a terrible musical night.
You're in a breakdown.
I certainly stink tonight. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to play Scam Busters now. You got Scammy Scammers. All the same.
Scam Busters. There you go.
If you don't play those songs, why are you playing it? But it doesn't matter. I know.
Are you going to climb over here and do it? No. No, fine. You know what? Fine. Fuck you. I will play it for you, and we always do it. We were talking over
Good.
It.
Stick to your guns. No.
Shut up and enjoy the creation.
All right.
Everybody put your stupid headphones on.
Yeah. I want to enjoy every nuance of this song.
It's 4.5 minutes. We can play every nuance. You want to hear every nuance? You got every nuance, you prick. I got time for this shit with you assholes.
When you said climb
I'm going to ham radio. I don't need you fuckers. CB and ham radio. That's where I'm taking the show, and you guys aren't coming.
Great. You have a fan base in Bulgaria.
So we like Bulgaria. Don't alienate them. Get into the chat room.
Well, at least you know Tom will follow you.
Well, I love Tom. And Tom will bring the history. He's the secretary.
You got to get me back, though. Hopefully it's not England where you pissed that country off again, stupid.
Joe's like, I'll throw myself in the back.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear every nuance, Joe, or should I go on?
You the balls.
No, Joe, I like to make you happy. I mean, this is that moment.
You decide how much I can take.
I know how much I can take. I'm past my limit.
Well, earlier, he
you know
said
what you are? You're like water torture radio. That's what you are.
You know, I know him so well. He's upset that I made the crack because he knew it was right.
Yeah,
that
about what?
Because if the songs weren't cued right, it would ruin the bit. But when you made the mistake in the cue, that's not a big deal.
Because I've had enough.
No, because you know I'm right. I called you on it.
Oh, I would have been in the barrel for
Holy
weeks.
Mackerel.
Hold on. You know what? This is complete bullshit, and I'll tell you why.
Because we're right.
No, because I would never trust either one of you knuckleheads to do something that important.
Because you've been doing a fine job with it. Why would you?
Well, for like 300 shows I have, tonight's not the night.
Bumble fingers. Oh, stupid.
Sorry I was thrown up that you actually made it on time, Joe. I apologize. Don't you have a pool to almost break your neck in? There's a ton of pool outside. Take a dive, stupid. Take a dive. Shit.
Okay.
And still, 3 minutes of this goddamn intro song.
Oh my God.
Still playing.
What
What, are you punishing the crowd?
I don't know.
I'll play punishment music.
No,
where's
no.
Avalos?
They were fine. They were good.
I'll punish them because of you.
What?
I don't want to do it. You make me.
No.
You can't find a reason to blame you for this. See?
See, he would be
Yeah.
He would be the one. I'm beating the children because of you, bitch. That's what would happen.
Well, if you were married to you, you would beat the children, too.
Well, I would beat the children. That's why I didn't have it.
Exactly. That's the best thing you did. You didn't beat the children. You punched yourself in the uterus. And humanity thanks you.
You're welcome.
Yes, best thing you ever did. That's why it's wrong to call you a hole, because you plugged that crap up so no one can. And I stick up for you and go, well, she's a hole. No, she's not.
No, she's not. She plugged it.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, not often and not well, but once and it counted.
Let me tell you something. If you go to therapy, I hope you're selling tickets, because I'd love to sit there.
Why? You going to buy a counterfeit T-shirt or the real thing?
I'll buy the real thing. It's worth it.
Of course you will. Big cracked up nut with therapy dates on it and Joe can't. Oh, I'll pay $80 for that. It's my vacation.
See, stupid with screws coming out of his head on the therapy tour 2016.
Aerosmith had it on like their Get a Grip tour. That was like, you remember on the drum kit?
Oh,
they had like the face with like all the needles, well, all the nails in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course.
I got it at the
Does
wind.
It still smell like ball sack?
No.
No.
It smells like Febreze and ball sack. No, that was one actually.
And that's yours now. Yeah. By this time.
I wear it down.
It's like that AC/DC shirt up with the $40. That's a cool shirt.
Sure. And we still have more than a minute to go with this song.
That's a cool intro.
Yeah, it's a 4.5 goddamn minute intro song.
You're playing it. You're
I'm proving a point.
No, you're not. You're nice. Covering your mistakes.
I can't. You're here.
Yeah, no, see, he's in for a penny and for a pound.
He's a sourpuss.
Well, if you had to sit across from you, we saw what happened. We saw what Joanne did with prolonged exposure, and I've known you longer.
Oh, please. It has nothing to do with any of us.
Yeah, Joel's girl's in the sunrise.
Did you know what she? You know what she posted on Facebook? My pal Lenore told her. She posted that she used the restroom. There was no toilet paper, and she's going to be calling the health department on the restaurant. Maybe if she calls the fucking mediator, maybe we get things done.
Why doesn't she just look the manager? Hey, you know what? Can you spare a square?
Because that's Joanne, and that's why I'm getting the hell out of there.
What, she didn't leave any of that lying around in the bed with the canned ham and the pineapple?
Yeah,
right. And
no, that would be soft and cuddly. He can sleep then.
Yeah, I know. That would make it comfortable for him.
It's two-ply. Hug. And now it's done. Okay, we'll start the bit.
Oh, my Lord.
Bit starts now.
Sure. All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
Dateline, April 15th, 2014. So-called,
wait for it,
Idiot Melvin.
Oh!
Ah!
I do not respect you, but you call yourself Dr. Santos. You are a fucking liar.
Mm.
All I want to say is that the victims are waiting for the truth, if they can get the money back. You are asking me to pay for the fees from this mail. You want my fucking bank details? And I know Eric Bohr, or fucking Mafia Brown Cotton, has my bank details. You are setting up the trap to ask me to pay for it after fucking bitch Jennifer scammed me out of $1,500.
Isn't that the one that claims to her daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Mommy, you fucking bitch.
Listen, as the only parent
sounds
here.
Sounds like my childhood.
As the only parent here, yeah, sometimes kids are out of line, you know. You call it like you see it.
Yeah, slap him back into reality.
Sure, she's a fucking bitch, Jennifer. She's hiding now. All I want is to ask the fees I paid. I paid over $120,000.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, I don't know.
It's just fees?
What?
I don't know. I mean, that's what she says.
Holy
She's always on point.
Mackerel.
Wow.
And I never get any fucking money back. I am asking Mr. Davin.
Move your purse, dear. Get a bunch.
To report the truth and expose the truth to the world. He is the witness. And I also sent the mails to other anti-scam sites. I will never let you go. Fuck yourself.
Wait, I will never let you go? Fuck yourself?
Two separate.
I'll never let you go fuck yourself.
Comma. Fuck yourself.
No, period.
Oh.
Yeah, it's two separate thoughts.
Okay.
I will never let you go. By the way, fuck yourself. You don't want to. You have to use proper punctuation.
Gotcha.
Lyrics to an awesome love song. Yeah. I'll never let you go. Fuck yourself.
Sounds like a
Rock
Gut song.
He's
going
to be on the phone to Johnny Race on the car ride home.
No more Joe Buck. Probably new Rock Gut tune.
Great. We look forward to that once every 3 years tour.
trying to put something together. Hopefully by the end of the year.
You're
we'll
always
see.
Trying, but there's one member who isn't.
Yeah, well, yeah, he said he gave the okay for it. We're just waiting for the right time.
Okay, good. Anyway, you never reply to me. How ironic! I don't think this is a case of irony.
Okay.
I don't think this is ironic at all.
Well, and this is between who?
This is between Ann and idiot Melvin Santos.
Now, was there, we were rumoring that Ann and Santos had a relationship?
No, it's Miller.
Oh, okay, okay, because it kind of sounds like there was a backstory to that. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, this is the guy from the United Nations.
Right, right, but I just that's why I want to clarify, because it was Miller, it sounded like there was a backstory.
How ironic. You hold the victim's money, but it takes 4 months to do investigations. You are a real scammer. Shame on you.
Now she's come to terms that they were a scammer again.
I don't think she's coming to terms with shit. I think she's just
in
using...
In that one sentence, she has.
No, she's just insulting him. It's like when I call you a knucklehead. I haven't come to terms with it. I'm just insulting you.
She likes it. It's her hobby.
Sure. We all need hobbies. She should get a Millennium Falcon drone.
You could do that deal, I'm telling you. If you negotiate that way, you could do that deal.
With Ann or my wife?
No, your wife.
Okay, I'll try. Attention, Miss Ann Jackson. We have not responded to your email since the over 120 days now. It is due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. An iPhone over here, some Air Jordans over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mercedes over here. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hong Leong Bank.
Yes, put on one of their airliners.
Oopsie.
Safe and sound. Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanks, Dr. Santos.
Sure.
I'm guessing her response, what I read first, was her response to that.
Right.
Yeah.
$120,000.
I know. Damn.
God almighty.
So-called idiot Melvin.
Oh, damn it.
Close, but no cigar.
It is a scam because you lied to me. It is obvious to see the truth. You move the funds to Malaysia, but the victim is in Japan. This is scam. I have no idea if you are a real UN secretary. I do.
Oh, hold up hand. Oh.
I'm going to this one for the win. I'm going to say no, X center square. Joe, did I win? What do I win?
I think you guessed.
Yeah. I won a brand new wheelbarrow. Yay!
Yay!
I have no idea. Really? I got a good idea.
Yeah.
But maybe secretary, somebody who takes dictation, but not the guy who talks in the meetings. I am fucking mad at your fucking idiot behavior.
I'm sure Mad's happy about that.
Mad's like, enough already.
Get off of me.
Can't you fuck me, idiot Melvin? I am fucking mad at your fucking idiot behavior. You are a fucking liar, as well as a scammer.
That told him.
Sure, put it on the business card. Same as Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, and fucking U.S. soldiers called James H. Miller, who falls for a woman from Canada, but a fucking liar, and Parker Green, who once fell for a woman called the woman who called us and brought us to attention and brings me trouble. Fuck you, assholes. Oh, wait, no, that was Donald
Trump. That's
the
gang.
That was Donald Trump talking about Megyn Kelly. I apologize. Wow. This is all the truth. So, what do you guys think?
She's back again on Jennifer being a low-down scumbag. And that's just emblematic of the way she teeter-totters back and forth. She doesn't know. It depends on the day of the week and what time and whether her blood sugar is okay. Did she have her cereal or what? She does not know what she's talking about.
She's
ever.
Nuts. She's not. That's why I think she's sick.
I think she is sick.
Because it's just too much.
It's too much back and forth,
yeah.
and I believe this thing one day, and then, boy, I'm back on their fucking mafias.
You would think that everything's being read out of sequence.
Yeah.
If you would think about it. You know, it's like, what did you shuffle your papers, and they dropped in a win, and you put everything
this
back?
This is what she said to me. I don't know.
Dav, I'm not being facetious, but because it sounds that jumbled, even though it is in a sequence you're presenting. You know, it just seems that it was like,
it is.
Like you dropped the papers, and you put it back, and like you have this here and
yeah.
that.
But don't you wonder how she kept it together for victims to somehow seem coherent?
You know,
and cogent?
I think that people would put a lot of credibility into saying, you know what, English is a second language, so they allow...
She has a nice video on YouTube.
Yeah,
but
they allow for a lot.
Yeah, and you also have to... The victims are also vulnerable, and they want to hear what they want to hear,
yeah.
which is what Anne is feeding them.
Lisa has a really good philosophy about this. Bat shit crazy. There you go.
Well, she went to school to study that. So. I think she has a degree in batshit crazy.
Batshit crazy, sure. Absolutely.
We're like her thesis.
Piled higher and deeper.
What?
PhD.
Oh.
You know. You
no, no, I know what you did.
All right.
Now.
Yeah, okay.
I like her better when she's nose deep in balls, Joe.
Yeah, everybody does.
Not everybody. Yeah. There's been some complaints about that as well.
Yeah, but see, I can't get away because of the glue.
That's why
it's better than being nose deep in water and gun out like I was.
Because you're a maroon. Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we go. Number two.
The Interpol mail address is @interpol.int. But the truth is that Eric Bohr is from Paris, and his mail address is intpl.paris.france@europe.com. That is a bullshit email address. That's,
yeah.
Like one of the, that's like one of those free email address like sites.
Yeah.
Europe.com. That's not an Interpol one. Oh. So it's like, well, here's the real one, but it's all right. Eric Bohr is in Paris, so he's fucking using the continent.
You know what? He's using the same server as Hillary Clinton.
Ah. I have no idea why he does not reply to you. I am fucking pissed off.
No kidding.
I respond. Ask him for his office number. If it starts with 447, then it's a scam.
Right.
That's the number where scams come up. And then she writes to me, to fucking Interpol. I think this is going to be nice.
Yeah. That sounds like a Christmas card.
Fucking Interpol. Greetings.
Greetings and salutations. To fucking Interpol. Interpol deny you because they do not want to have the scandal, and they will deny you. You do take my money, and how can you deny it? Well, pretty simply, I don't have it.
I don't know what you're talking about, crazy bitch.
I have never got any money back, and this is the truth. And you always ask me to pay for the fucking fees, so-called legal process. Then I am dead broke because of you, of your lies. Who has responsibility for this? I must expose the truth.
And she's writing this to who? Interpol.
Well, I'm guessing from fucking Interpol.
Fucking Interpol.
Yes. Where is the funds? No funds, but only payment. UK funds is not in Australia anymore, but in Scotland, in UK. And then? This is the funds route, from the Bank of Paris to Yorkshire to Australia, and then to Scotland. Fuck you, assholes. Now the Hong Kong funds route. She's breaking it down like John Madden breaking down a blitz.
Then they're going to go here, boom, here. Spray tough actin, tenactin on that shit.
Wasn't even close, but I got you.
One of those jokes, it just doesn't, but it's funny.
He tried. It's not like we got Caliendo on staff here, so we do what we got.
I think that's going to be next week. Tough acting, ten acting. Yeah. Will that come up?
Barclay PLC in UK, Maybank in Malaysia, RHB Bank in Hong Kong, and now Hung Leong in Malaysia. You're always asking the victim to pay and pay and then send the fucking scam paper. I will expose everything, and that is the truth!
She's doing a great job exposing it. It's costing her about $100,000 to do it.
Yeah.
Interpol is fucking mafia organization.
That wasn't one of the
fiddlesticks. All right.
I know. Usually fucking mafia's on there. Damn.
This is fucking message. Here is the fucking message. You are not a Interpol General Secretariat. It's a fucking horse? I don't know. You're not a Triple Crown winner.
She wrote that?
Yeah. She wrote Secretariat. No, the dead horse goes, for what? I'm glue now. I don't understand.
You don't work for
it. I got my nose in it.
You don't work for an international agency or the Triple Crown. I'm on to you all.
So they are avoiding the scandal. Fuck you, Eric Bohr.
That's out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's just, fuck you, Eric Bohr. Okay.
That's almost like tough crowd when he would be like a hot political topic, and then they just stop and bust Force's balls for no reason. He's not even on the show that night, you know?
Fuck you, Eric Bohr. You should burn in hell, ellipsis, with 2 out of 3 dots. Like there's more to come.
Yeah.
Why would he want to go on an exercise machine in hell?
You are terrible. The Interpol General Secretariat. Thank you for your message regarding suspected fraud or abuse of Interpol distinctive signs. The Interpol General Secretariat cannot deal with crime reports from members of the public or respond to all individual requests. If you wish to report a crime or believe that you are the victim of a crime, you should contact your local or national police authorities who will be able to assist you, and you can assess the appropriate Interpol channels if required.
Now, who wrote that?
Interpol.
And that's legit. That sounds legit. Okay.
Yeah. Interpol does not generally contact the public and does not request payments. If you have received a message claiming to be from the Interpol in relation to a financial transaction, you should treat this as suspicious. You would think. For further information on the different types of financial fraud and scams used by criminals, please see our webpage, www.interpol.int/crime-areas-financial-crime-fraud. Yeah, that's legit.
Alternate www.davinsden.com.
Can you tell the difference in the writing?
I was just about to say that because this rush of common sense and non-bullshit just flooded the whole thing.
Things you never hear about our show.
Yeah.
It's like,
but it was like, you know,
it's like what rationality?
It's like, I know the truth, something real from a legitimate thing, a legitimate source. How did this get in there?
By the way, Lisa says, and they're laughing their asses off in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And Tom says, let's fast forward to the end. Where is the psychopath locked up so I know where to stay away?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Japan.
Regards, information security incident response team. Interpol General Secretary. I guess there really is a secretary. We should have made horse jokes.
Secretariat. Yes.
So she continues. So that's legit.
Yeah.
Right. Extremely
legit. This is the truth, that I will send the facts to the Interpol head office. I once got the reply from Interpol on the phone because I asked the Interpol to call me back. No, his phone number started with 33 in France. Now, Magic Jack is a device that can hide phone numbers and say you're calling from someplace that you're not.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, or they could have somebody in France. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, clearly, even if they do, it's not Eric Bohr from the Interpol.
No.
Not that.
Not even Magic Jack can do that.
No. Mr. Davin.
Ah, we were running three. Right on. All right.
I lost Brown Cotton's office phone number. It is in London. And me. Can you find Eric Bohr's number for me? Did you speak on the phone with him? Mr. Davin!
Oh, Bohr! Damn it.
The victim who called us and brought all this to our attention is a fucking liar!
Stop right there. She's talking about that legitimate thing from Interpol?
No,
she's talking about the woman
who we interviewed.
This.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was many years ago.
Oh. Yeah.
It's on there somewhere. Tom knows the date, I'm sure.
Tom, please.
Tom, if you could please tell everybody what date we interviewed her.
Excuse me, Davin's Den Secretariat, could you look up the date?
That's his title. Davin's Den Secretariat.
It's Secretariat Tom.
Davin's Den Secretariat. Fourth Mike, Davin's then secretary.
It's Secretariat Tom. He's no longer Trucker Tom. He doesn't have a truck, but he'll forever
be Secretariat Tom.
Could he be historian at least?
No, Secretariat Tom.
Secretary, then we have to send him something for Secretary's Day.
Yeah, well, then
not Secretary, Secretary.
He's Secretary. There's no Secretary.
He's a horse. You're a horse's ass. Let's move on.
Okay.
Damn, if I could make people to glue, I would.
And she'd sniff it.
She'd sniff herself. We'd never get her nose out of her own crotch.
If I could bend that way,
like
I wouldn't
leave the house. Licking to their own ass.
That old gag.
I know.
The victim who brought this to our attention is a fucking liar. Do you know why?
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 Funny you should ask. She reported me as a scammer who dealt with drug with Jimmy. Jimmy's her friend that got killed.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
This fucking bitch is an asshole.
And that's the woman we interviewed to.
Yeah. I do not drink beer, alcohol, and I do not smoke. How can I deal with drug? That fucking bitch drinks alcohol and smokes. This is why I want to tell you the truth. She is a fucking liar. I hate people who smoke, and that smell makes me sick.
And that makes people liars. As soon as you put a cigarette to your mouth, you start lying.
Yeah.
I need to look for the messages and info. I need to take a break due to hard work. Ann.
What does Ann... I'm just like, you know, none of this is making any sense.
And it has before?
No. It's the ramblings of a madwoman. Oh, I mean, just when you think we have had moments where it's like, oh, God, I think she's seeing the light of day. I think she's feeling bad about that. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, you're all fucking lying mafias. She just, never gets it.
So I respond.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people feel that you are a scammer due to the people you sent to victims. This is not news to you. The victim has never said to me that she knows you are a scammer. She has never mentioned anything about drug dealing. I've never heard that before at all. Do you have copies of her accusing you of drug dealing?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Mr. Davin!
Oh,
that is five.
I'll go back to look for some info and then send it to you. I need to go to bed soon because I will have some job interviews soon and I'm trying to make a plan for my career. I have five jobs now, but I want to challenge something new.
You're going
to
need six if you're spending over $100,000 in payments.
I do hope I can make it in 2 years. By the way, I really do not have much time here, and I will try to look for some info in my free time, Anne.
Between her five jobs.
I don't necessarily believe that.
I'm like, when do you have time for that? And to rant like this in emails to you.
I mean, I guess a job for every personality. I don't know.
I guess. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. I don't know if she's functional or not. It's hard to imagine she is.
When she's this volatile, can you imagine her being like, you know, she'd be like...
Joe, how do your coworkers deal with you?
She'd be like the soup Nazi at work. I mean...
No, it's not even that. It's like you don't know what you're getting, so how could she be in a work environment?
I know.
Unless she, like, works by herself looking stamps, I don't understand.
Well, wasn't she... She's a teacher, right?
I got a question. She claims that.
She's talked about working at a school.
I think she had a mental break.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, April 16th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Oh, number six.
Of course that fucking bitch will not tell you, because they are fucking scammers, too. The victim is a real scammer. See the evidence.
Okay. If she's a scammer like the other scammers, so why did you just spend over $100,000 in fees?
Yeah.
And, that's the thing that drives me nuts. You say they're scammers, but meanwhile, you're still at their beck and call. You're still doing what they want to do. Let me tell you something. She's nuts, and the scammers know this, and they're having a feast. It's almost like when lions hunt a zebra, and they're all chowing down on the thing. This is what it's like.
Now, but remember last week we were wrapping up with Belinda, and the victim of that syndicate who was friends with Belinda.
Yeah.
He was diagnosed as a schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen this before with mentally ill people.
And that's the thing. And I've said time and time again, that's what she is.
Yeah. Well, you haven't said that time and time again. Sometimes you think.
I've said it enough times, though. I've said it
a lot of things enough times.
But on that, yeah, I've said plenty of times that she's schizophrenic.
What did, what was the name that we used as the name for the first victim that had dealt with Anne?
If I knew that. And remembered it. Don't you think I would say?
Time to ask the secretariat.
Well, Secretariat Tucker Tom said, was Davin referring to that reporter from Australia?
No.
And I said, no. He's talking
before
about the
first
victim.
Yeah. Before that, Tom. Before
that. And I thought that we had used a code name for...
No, that was... I want to say that was Julie the from Australia.
Yeah,
not the
no.
victim. We used a code name for the victim, but not the reporter.
Mm. Right, no, for the victim I was talking about, but we can't remember what it was.
I can barely remember what I said yesterday.
I know. But going back to what Joe said before, is like what's really confusing is that she vacillates between believing that they're scammers and then she thinks of the real thing.
I think she thinks it's all the same.
But what's strange is that she's saying... So whenever they talk about fees, she's like, she starts screaming, you know, fuck off my leg, fuckity fuck. But she's not.
The worst Disney movie ever.
Fuckity fuck.
It was the sequel to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. It did not do well at the box office.
Fuck, fuckity fuck. We love you.
Parents would not take their kids. I don't know why.
Fuck, fuck, fuckity fuck. You old humpy whore. Fuck, fuck. Kick you out the door. I'm sorry.
No, I was enjoying that song. It's like, it reminds me of the bedtime stories that my mom used to sing to me.
Okay.
That would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
It most certainly would, Glucinever.
But I don't understand why she even entertains conversation with these people if she's sure they're all scammers and liars.
No, because she's all got all that money in.
It's not only that, it's a schizophrenia.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's going between personalities on
that. Yeah, she's talking to the voices, I guess.
You know, I mean, there's no way that you could spend that amount of money and then call them incompetent and then two paragraphs later call them scammers.
Well, there's also the pride thing we've talked about, though.
Saving face.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is big in Japan.
But you want to know something? But still, I mean, I don't know. You know, you feel because basically, you know, after $100,000 and you're still not getting it.
If that's real, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, clearly she's in for something.
Yeah, and who knows what she actually, how deep she got herself.
Yeah.
Let's say even for argument's sake, let's say she's way overblown that figure. Let's say $5,000 for argument's sake. That's still.
Still
a
big
lot of money.
Sure.
It's still a lot of
in
money.
In our world, it's big money.
Yeah, and my world, it's a lot of money, too. So I would say even if it's realistically like $5,000, that's still a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is working. She's claiming she's working all these jobs. You can kind of believe that because basically she's spending this money and she's looking to get any income that she can. It's just a shame because I do feel it's schizophrenia. The woman needs psychiatric help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the victim's conspiracy. In her, what she's portraying to us.
Yes.
Like the blank conspiracy. She wants Green, and she's fucking idiot. Because remember, she thinks this woman wants Parker Green. And the woman who called us said that Parker Green asked her for money, and Anne had sent her to him.
Yes.
That's what blew the whistle on this for us. She wants green, and she is fucking idiot, so she always looks for the chance to pull me out. This is what I see through. The woman sent the report to FBI, and I see three Brown Cotton has the file sent by FBI head office. You will see these people are fucking jobless and always stay at the PC desk. Shame on them. So now she's talking about the people who she's tried to help.
Oh,
So.
They stay at the PC desk?
Not the politically correct desk, dear.
Oh.
Personal computer desk.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was like, what does that mean? Yeah, so there
doesn't use derogatory terms towards ethnic.
Actually, I thought that too. Yeah, you know.
But what is she saying? So they just
she's calling them lifeless.
Yeah, they're doing their jobs and everything, and it's like, yeah. And I sit at the computer ranting at phantoms from Africa.
Yeah,
so far ahead of the game.
All right, so this is a conversation she had with Brown. This is her. Never contact me, Brown Cotton. I can see the police arrest the Interpol. Anne goes, I will tell them. They want to arrest my criminals. You are wicked. Fuck off. Shame on you. I did make a video. I will publish it. You're all fucking scammers. You destroy my real life. You do make me you do make me suffer from so much debts. You do kill my real life. Fuck off. You will know the video soon. Brown Cotton responds, I will send it out too. So then
so Brown Cotton says he'll send it out too?
Yeah.
What a guy.
So then he mentions Brown Cotton mentions an anti-scammer who I know, Begin. Steel, I think that's the name handle he knows. So I know who it is real, too, but who had dealt with Ann Jackson.
Oh.
So she goes, this is his handle. Begin has confused you. You deal with scammers and call the Interpol scammers. I pity for you. So now she's saying that the anti-scammer, who's legit, who I know,
yeah,
has confused her.
Okay.
And you want to know something? Do you notice how Brown Cotton said, I'll release the video, too, going along with her?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, just feeding into the, because it's basically a thing. He knows he's vulnerable, and he is feeding into her insanity.
Well, you know, it sounds like some of the other, I know you are, but what am I kind of conversations that she was having with
him
before.
Well, even that, you know, it's like, all right, yeah, you know, it's like, oh, well, maybe he's legit because he's for the video.
Yeah,
it's like ever so, you know, somebody calls you bluff. Well, I'll tell so-and-so, I'll do it with you. And it totally it throws you and calls
you
bluff. What do you got now? You're saying something about somebody, and now the person is willing to say it along with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really turns the tables on a situation by doing that.
Oh yeah.
So she responds, "Fuck you, assholes."
Which is a good response.
Go to hell. This is not my problem. All of you do destroy me. So then Brown Cotton goes with the victim, bringing her into it.
Yes.
And goes, your problem. Brown Cotton goes, they put you in front, so you get killed. So he's like shifting the blame. No, I'm the good guy.
The victim threw you under the bus.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm here to help you. I'm legit.
She's using you as a human shield.
Yeah. And goes, that is your problem. Fuck you, assholes. Go to hell. Brown Cotton goes, they are monitoring you now. So now let's play into the paranoia of this sick woman over here.
Yeah.
Anne goes, you must get killed. They see nothing. Brown Cotton goes, they try to also trace your doorstep. He is scaring the shit. And we've seen him scare her before.
Yes.
And he's as cool as a cucumber.
Sure. Like, I'm telling you the truth. I'm the FBI. I know these things.
Yeah. I'm at your front door. I'm in the bushes looking in the window.
Yeah. Well, no, Brown Cotton's saying that they're doing it. The anti-scammers are doing it. This victim are doing it. Hey, I'm the good guy. I'm trying to help you. Don't fuck off my life. they try also to trace your doorstep. Anne goes, fuck you, assholes. Go to hell. You will get killed. I ain't posting the video. You will know the real war. Brown Cotton goes, you will see the knock on your door.
Oh.
I don't think it's Jack Tripper, and this ain't Three's Company.
No.
Anne goes, fuck you. Brown Cotton goes, go on.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He said, go on.
Because he knows how she turns.
Yeah.
He knows
he's
how she
her.
Turns.
Yeah.
Playing her. He knows what he's working with and can turn her.
Mm-hmm.
Anne goes, go on. Brown Cotton goes, and you see your arrest. Anne goes, I will post what you said now. And Cotton goes, from Interpol. Anne goes, I will. So Interpol. Brown Cotton goes, you're going to jail. And goes, Eric Bohr is Interpol. You do to me. I will send this out. Brown Cotton goes, you are a fool. And goes, now, I will. Brown Cotton goes, 50 years in jail.
Nobody's blinking here. Have you noticed?
Between
her, nobody's blinking yet.
It's quite the game of bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But you could see how they bullied her into insanity, where she doesn't trust her judgment.
Right, because she's thinking, well, wait a minute. What if I am playing this hardball game and these really are the authorities and they're now they're saying that they're going to jail me?
They're just inept. You know, that's what they say. Their mistakes have been made, but, you know, just playing her.
They could be Italian police. I'm really doomed.
So Anne goes, you did it to me. Brown Cotton goes, try it and see. Anne goes, you will know it. Brown Cotton goes, we will know. Anne goes, I am going to post it now because you set up my life. Brown Cotton goes, go on. Why you tell me? Anne goes, you did it. Why do I need to say so? Brown Cotton goes, I think you too is Scammer. I think that was about the band. I don't think he's a fan of Bono or the Edge.
I was just going
to
say.
For them to go on tour and charge that amount of tickets, I think they're scammers. Yeah.
That Adam Clayton always had shifty eyes.
You too. Go see 2U. Same thing.
2U!
Half the price.
Yeah. It's still just as good.
Sure. Brown Cotton goes, I think you too is Scammer. And goes, you were the one who did this to me. Brown Cotton goes, you did it. Am I Mr. Jones? I don't even know who Mr. Jones is.
Is this
Mr. Jones and me.
Anne goes, you are a fucking scammer. A real scammer. Well, fuck you. Brown Cotton goes, you deal with Jones by taking drugs. Anne goes, never contact me. I will go to the police tomorrow. Brown Cotton goes, the story you will see on Japan TV. Anne goes, Jones? Dr. Jones!
Dr. Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Still nobody's blinking. They're having a great folly.
Indiana Jones.
Nobody's
Dr.
blinking.
Jones.
Dr. Jones. Goodbye, Mr. Jones.
Scamming
not
to Bond.
I said goodbye. I said goodbye, Dr. Jones.
The story you will see on Japan TV. Anne goes, Jones, you will. Brown Cotton goes, very professional here. Ha ha. The FBI, known for their ha-has and shits and giggles.
And the scammers known for their balls.
Anne goes, not me. I post your ID on my video. Brown Cotton goes, I pity you. Yes. Anne goes, getting all Nike. Do it. I'm posting it. Brown Cotton goes, you're going to jail. Anne goes, you too.
Again.
I will call FBI.
I'll call Bono.
Brown Cotton goes, FBI will fire you. I don't even know what that means.
Fire you?
I don't know. I think he forgot his role. Like, am I in the charade again?
Wait a minute. Who's the FBI now? Is she working for them?
Moron.
The FBI will fire
FBI
you.
FBI will fire you.
You know he got a back slap on the head by the manager.
Stop
when
it.
He typed, what are you doing? Don't worry. She's an asshole.
It's like if I say something ridiculous. And you're like, what, really? And I'm like, just roll with it. Just roll with it. Just go with it, will you?
She's stupid. She'll just say, like, fire off my life. Yeah. I don't know.
Anne goes, see the truth. Me? Brown Cotton goes, you called before. Anne goes, I am not FBI. Son of a bitch!
I'm sorry. Read that back once again.
Anne goes, I am not FBI. Yeah. Can't fire me.
Yeah, so she did catch that little nuance.
She did. Good fire. Anne's on her game right now. Brown Cotton goes, you will see. Anne goes, I will send the truth now. I will. Brown Cotton goes, you are destroying the image of the FBI. Send it, fool. I don't even know what the hell.
These two people
if she makes this video, she's destroying the image of the FBI. She's shifting the blame for their shittiness to her.
But the thing is, they're taking again. And no, they could say something so inane, and she'll buy it.
Who do they think they are? Me?
Yeah. She's like, wait a minute. Do I work for the FBI?
Wait a minute. I have to write porn. What the hell's going on over here? Understand. You were destroying the image of the FBI. Send it, fool. Anne goes, go ahead. Brown goes, do it now. Like two assholes playing chicken.
Yeah.
They're trying to wait for one of them to blink.
Anne goes, you destroy me, not me. Brown Cotton goes, go on. Fuck you. Fuck off, asshole.
Yeah, because that's how the FBI speaks
sure,
to people.
And all my dealings with them.
Fuck you. Fuck off. Go ahead.
So Anne sends the link for the video she made.
And what's this about?
The video, like, exposing them.
Oh, okay.
Brown Cotton goes, do you know who you're talking to? No!
No!
No, she doesn't!
She doesn't!
Why don't you tell her? She'll believe it.
She'll buy that.
I know who she's talking to, an asshole.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're talking to? Anne goes, enjoy your fucking plan destroying my real life. Fuck you, assholes. Brown Cotton goes, you'll receive a bullet. I hope it's coming Federal Express.
Is that what he wrote?
Yes. He's threatening
her.
Yeah. He's a scumbag. She goes, all of you. Eric Bohr, Sarah, Brown Cotton, David Moore. I believe these are all the assholes that will be getting the fucking.
The gang's all here.
Sure.
Yeah, I know.
Brown Cotton goes, I will send men to your house now.
Wow.
You, I bet you wish you got that type of delivery service.
I know, damn. Where were you?
Who's got the glue?
Where were you 20 years ago?
I'll send men to your house now.
This is the type of delivery service I can get behind.
That, can that are cute and convenient.
I could get in front of.
Sure. Are they cute?
I can get under.
Will I be blowing them? So Brown
These
Cotton,
are many questions will be answered.
Sure. Mm. Brown Cotton goes, I will send men to your house now. And goes, well, fuck you.
No, no. Fuck them. Wait until they show
you
up.
You built the suspense on that. What else would she say?
She said, fuck it.
You destroyed me. You are fucking assholes. Go to hell.
They're trying to play that psychology game with her, though, and it's not working.
Brown goes, you made Jennifer had an accident. Here
we go.
Well, she didn't give her make her go in front of the truck.
When she tripped over the bags of money she was carrying to the bank?
How did she make her have an accident? She's not even around.
Mind control.
I don't know, Joe, but she wasn't intimidated by, we're sending you a bullet, so we had to go to this.
Yeah, mind control.
No kidding.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So I think that, I don't know if this is her and Brown Cotton again. There's a space, but anyway. Anne goes, no need to contact me. I will send the info out, because this is the truth. The truth is from all of you who destroy me. Brown Cotton goes, send it now. Anne goes, fuck off. I will. I am doing. Never contact me. You use me. All of you use my source to arrest the criminals. Ha ha ha! Go to hell.
Wait, who did the ha ha ha?
That was Anne's ha ha ha.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's having a gay old time.
I know. They're very upset with each other, but yet they're still imagining the laugh. Yeah.
You know what?
I think
go to hell. Burn in hell. As long as you're there, you might as well enjoy the experience.
Oh, yeah. And fuck off.
No. I will expose everything you do to me. Brown Cotton goes, you will see yourself in jail. Anne goes, threats. Ha ha. I will expose this to the people around the world. Who uses me? All of you. You try to kill me. You're a real killer. James Miller, Parker Green, Eric Bohr are killing me. These hunters are doing it because of you. You cheat on the victim's money. Do not threaten me because you do this to me. So again, we see everybody in Anne's mind is against her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? She's not blinking. And
no.
He's not blinking either. But I mean, it's a very good volley because nobody's let that. It is.
Is it Serena?
Yes, it is. It is. Think about it. Nobody, the both of them are not backing down.
I can't get past the terror in this poor woman's heart.
What do you mean?
Anne, I mean, you know, these people are threatening her. I feel bad for
her. Well, that's a scammer tactic.
I'm aware.
I understand that. But she's not backing down.
Yeah, she's not buying into it.
Quick, somebody sing some Tom Petty.
Anyway.
Let's see. You cheat on the victim's money. Do not threaten me, because you do this to me. Brown Cotton goes, me? Anne goes, you. Yeah. You took the money from the victims. You are assholes. They hunt you, not me. I did tell the truth. Do not waste my time. I will send the info out. Brown Cotton here, back against the wall. Oh, fuck off. Anne goes, because you kill me. Brown Cotton goes, send it and stop making noise. He's had enough. It's like, all right, close up the laptop. I've had enough of this short shit.
Shut up, woman.
That's really what he did.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, let's say during the day program, I'm working on it, the price is too high. Well, I'm sorry. Well, you got to do better on a price. No, fuck you, and just give me the order. That's the...
That's crazy.
You know, it's like, it's, you know, the balls on that. But if I had a customer that was, I knew that was vulnerable on that, that would do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, just cut the nonsense and give me, knowing that there's no problem. He wants to let him, give him enough rope. All right, enough. Give me the order. You know?
I like that. I send it and stop making noise. Yeah. You can just go, you know what? I've had it. I don't give a shit. Do what you, make your cute little YouTube video. Enough with the inane babble, you woman, you.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had that feeling from scammers with me at times.
Nice. Yeah.
I will send it out. Of course. You're all mafias. Brown Cotton goes, go on.
Now,
why does he keep goading her to talk more?
Because he's gathering the syndicate around. Get a load of this
now,
shit.
Also, in the Japanese culture, aren't the, you know, they always bow down to men and do what men want? Or, you know.
Women are subservient to men.
Geisha girls. I'm not all Japanese
but
women.
But, no, I think the culture is subservient to men. So I think they know that, and he's just entertaining, and then enough. Cut all the noise and send the money, and You know, it's like I've displeased the man. You know, it sounds kind of racist, but it is a cultural thing.
I don't think that you're being racist.
I'm not. It's part of the culture there.
But there are enough women who, I mean, now it's changed enough that there are women who will, you know, stand their ground, even if they're crazy.
Changed enough, but I think Anne might be an older woman. Probably, I would say, my rough guess, probably around a 40s or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe 40s.
So what do you think happens if I go to the missus? Stop making noise. How does that play out?
The emergency room has to figure out how to get a shoe out of your asshole.
I'm sure the first.
And you won't get no drones either.
No, I know where the drones fly in first.
I didn't know an X-Wing fighter would go up there.
I'm sorry, it's docking!
That's not the Death Star. Get out of there!
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Anyway.
It's the Dirt Star. It's
really?
The Death
you couldn't
Star.
Just leave it.
No, I could not.
You stink.
Yeah.
And so does
and so
the Dirt
does
Star.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anne goes, the truth, the funds will never be out. And you lie to people. Well, yes, you got that on point. She's having a good day.
Yeah.
If she could just keep that thought in her mind.
Brown guy goes, stop telling me. It's like, enough. Why am I still
it's
typing
like,
with you?
And why is he? Because he's not even going to give me money. He's just like driving her nuts.
But those phrases that he is using is giving her the perception that everything she is saying is silly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of silly, Anne goes, lie. 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 You lie. That was Anne's response.
Lie. Lie.
You lie.
You lie.
Brown Cotton goes, it is your funds. Anne goes, you are fucking you are fucking assholes, so return the money to me. Brown Cotton goes, did you pay for it? Anne goes, the fucking certificates, I did pay for it. And this goes to the gold bar
right.
with Miller. Brown Cotton goes, who?
Oh, please.
Ay, ay, ay. He goes, who? Are you mad?
You mad, bro? What a dick move. You mad.
I also like this guy. He's everything I wish I could say to a woman.
Balls of steel.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
balls
she's not hitting
this. Balls of steel.
You mad, bro? It's like, no, she throws the F-bomb around like that, talking to her cat. Come on.
Well, actually.
Yeah, probably.
How do you know? Could be happy birthday, fuck you, or fuck you, fuck you. You never know.
Fuck you, cat.
Are you mad?
I like that.
Anne goes, Japanese yen, 2 million, the truth. I do not lie. It is truth. Why do I need to lie? The authorities asked me to pay. I did pay. Did I get money back? Never. The hunters asked me who got money back. The truth is that no one got money back from all of your stupid ways. So I can judge you are not pro, but kill the victims. Fuck off. Never contact me. I will send out the truth.
Well.
Now, why is she, if she thinks the lies, why is she even fucking indulging in this?
I know. Why is she even, like, having a conversation with him? It's like.
To get vindication that she feels like she's getting the upper hand.
Yeah.
So Brown Cotton's got to respond to this.
Yes.
What do you think Brown Cotton says?
Fuck off.
Okay.
Brown Cotton says, send $200 to Jennifer.
Send $200 to Jennifer.
Those gold are steel, my friend. They are titanium. Superman couldn't bust those balls.
But they realize she's unstable. He realized that she's crazy. And they also really must realize that she must be subservient. And where they could do that, you know, all right, fine. Send her $200.
Anne goes, never. I have no money. That is her who destroys me. Brown Cotton goes, you see? Anne goes, go to hell. I see the truth. Never come to Japan. I will send the info to Japan government, too. Believe in me. Brown Cotton goes, please do. He don't give a shit.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell the Japanese. See what I care.
And go,
I'm sorry. Can I interrupt? They could. If they're at a point with her, they know that she will hang on. Where they could say, because think about how much they're in already, and they are. I mean, if they really piss her off, they could blow the whole thing. But they know that she's so vulnerable right now and goes along with her. They could say just about anything, and she ain't going anywhere.
They're gonna milk that cow till it's leather.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where was I? He goes, please do. She goes, of course, you are scammers. Brown Cotton goes, they will only call you a money criminal. I think that's a technical governmental term. Mm. And goes, all of you, you are. Brown Cotton goes, money laundering. She goes, not me. You are. You are doing money laundering. I did ask Western Union manager. Well, son of a gun, you asked the fucking guy. He's telling you what's going on. He said don't send it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Joe's girl asked, is she the one that had an online relationship with? And I said, no, this isn't the one. But then I was like, yeah, she's onto something. I guess sounds like some sexual tension, right?
Between
and Joe's
who?
Girl said, yes, between Brown Cotton and our girl.
Oh, I thought she was asking if I had.
No.
No, this is with Miller, but we don't know. We heard it once.
Yeah, we thought that might. It sure sounded like.
Because you're picking
like
up a little backstory. Because it sounds, once we found, we were listening because of the whole thing with her and Miller, and we had, three weeks ago, where they had that one sentence where we figured there was a backstory.
Couple sentences.
Yeah, couple sentences.
Your ears get attuned
but again,
to what they're saying.
Theoretically, this could be the same person. So these two people could be having that tension.
Maybe.
He's just playing a different character. Who knows?
That's totally possibly true, yeah. Hmm.
Let's see. He goes, money laundering. She goes, not me. You are doing money laundering. I did ask Western Union manager. He goes, what do you think he said?
I don't
know.
What do you think he said?
Yeah. Fuck off.
You are right.
What? What?
He goes, you are right.
You are right? We're money laundering?
He said it.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess this will be the end of that segment.
I asked your manager and...
No, I asked Western Union manager.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, you are right. She goes, I have record in local police. I did have all of this to them. You are criminal. You are a liar. You use me. You are a real criminal. James Miller, too. Parker Green and Eric Bohr. You're all criminals. It is never-ending payment. It is the real scam from so-called fake authorities. You are doing money laundering. Not me. Go to hell. You are a fucking criminal. Most lucid thing she's ever said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long this will stick.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Wait. What phase is the moon in?
What do you think Brown Cotton says?
Okay.
You keep going with that. Mix it up.
Yeah. I don't know. She's, I think he's going to ask for some more money.
Because I say that because, you know what? Maybe I've been saying it, but it just seems that would be, after all that, that's what they usually would say.
It's like, okay. I think he's going to say, send Jennifer $200.
He goes, you.
You?
He like all of it. Like, I'm rubbing your glue. That was like essentially it.
Wow.
So it's not exactly what, what I would
close
get,
enough,
but what what I'm saying?
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh yeah.
Anne goes, post the message here as evidence. Let the people judge it. Who is real scammer? Fuck you. I did tell Jennifer the truth, but she set up my life. All of you do this way to me all the time. From the funds, the gold bars, everything. Everything is fake. You are playing on me. She's got it.
Finally.
She's got it.
Eureka.
By Anne, I think she's got it.
Oh my God.
Brown Cotton goes, you.
What
the?
He's done. He don't give a shit. He admitted it.
Like, yes,
whatever. But we got your money. I don't care. Anne goes, do make me this. What the fuck? I read it, but I don't understand it.
Well, that's the problem, is that you're reading from her.
Do make me this big.
What?
Again, worst foreplay ever.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Sounds like something Belinda would write.
Yeah.
I'll do something for you, but what are you asking for? Do make me this big.
Flory would write.
Yes.
Do make me this big. I will do it if you fuck up my life. I am going to send the truth out. You all destroy my real life. It takes 2 years. You all ask me to pay and pay. I did pay. I suffer more and more debts because you lied to me. Fuck off.
Okay.
Girl's got it.
You think she'd be done now?
February 11, 2014.
More.
See the truth. This so-called Brown Cotton destroys my real life, and the way he did to me is mafia ways. What he said is only $200 can make the funds be transferred. Fucking Jennifer lies to me, and now she's running away. Can you believe in their words?
No.
This bitch Jennifer went to work in Japan, but she lost my money due to getting hit by a moving car.
Thought it was a truck.
I can't believe it.
Either way, it'd be really stupid if she got hit by a stationary parking lot.
Yeah, both hurt.
Boy, she's really incompetent.
She's dopey.
I can't believe she's still buying that.
She asked me to pay for her food and traffic fare and other payments. I think that was to see the band. I never see any news from the bank, but only her mails. She eats my money. This is the truth. Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, nom, eat them up.
All right, so this is another conversation between Brown Cotton and Anne. Brown Cotton goes, hello. Anne goes, never contact me. Fuck off. I must work hard. Brown Cotton goes,
it's like what I call him during the day.
Yeah. Is this another what's for dinner call? Yeah. Damn it.
Brown Cotton goes, "You will see yourself in jail. Now I warned you." Anne goes, "Me?" Brown Cotton goes, "The information about terrorists is moving now." Anne goes, "I'm sick of the scam." "Me? Terrorists? Who?" Brown Cotton, very good advice here. And I think we should all listen to it. Do not be killed.
Well, thank you.
It's advice to live by. Anne goes, "I will get killed." Now, why do you got to argue?
I will get killed, damn you. I'll get killed if I want to.
I'll show you, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to go look for somebody to kill me now, to show you.
Brown Cotton goes, "I warn you." Anne goes, "Because of you." Brown Cotton goes, "Joe, what do you think he said?"
"Okay."
Pip?
Don't get killed.
Joe for the circle on the left.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See, that's why I was sticking with that, because
he went to him and was like, "Please, give me the answer you've been giving me."
Stuff.
Okay, bye. I warned you. Anne goes, "So I will tell Mr. Melvin." He's no longer a doctor. He got demoted.
Yeah.
"Mr. Melvin. Go to hell. You destroy my real life. You make my life useless with every poor James Miller and Parker Green. Go for this." Brown Cotton goes, "Is that what you say?" Anne goes, "Fucking funds, fucking scam, fucking gold bars. Go to hell. You destroy me." Brown Cotton goes, "Oh, what is scam?"
What? Oh, my God.
Scam, schmam. Who can say what a scam is?
What's a scam? You know, a scam to one person is a party day to another.
Anne goes, "The officer wanted to come to ask for the payment here in Japan. Fuck you, assholes. Gold bars. This one destroys me. You destroys me. I use my company money. This is why I cannot be free. You destroy me. You never take the responsibility." This is sad, I think.
It is. By the way, Trucker Tom weighing in on next week's Dav and Dan. Joe is exposed as Brown Cotton.
But you never take responsibility. She's been calling them scammers and repeatedly for the past 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And now she's saying you refuse to take responsibility. Well, if they're scammers, why would you expect them to take responsibility?
That's the honorable thing to do, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, why would they do that?
Well, because he did before. He said, "Yeah, we money."
Yeah, I laundered money. Yeah. What's it to you?
Brown Cotton goes, "Because of the money you have to send to Jennifer to get the funds cleared into her name." Anne goes, "Do not tell me Jennifer. She is stupid because she went there without confirmation. She makes me broke." Brown Cotton goes, "You hate her now." Anne goes, "I'm sick of her. She make me use company money, too. I am trying to cover up the fees." Brown Cotton goes, "How much?" Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Anne goes, "You destroy me." Brown Cotton goes, "I will ask her now to send it back. This insult is too much."
What?
I don't know.
That ain't happening.
No. Anne Wait, goes, what? The fuck off wasn't in too much?
That ain't happening. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why didn't you say that? We'll say, really, really?
Yeah.
Anne goes, "You said it's $200. Cotton goes, "Yes." She goes, "Why not pay them?" "Fuck you. Just pay it by yourself. I do not believe in this anymore. You did this to me many times." Brown Cotton says, "I sent the $100 I have." What a pal. What a sport.
Yeah.
Anne goes, "From funds in Hong Kong?" Brown Cotton goes, "You asked me to send it." Anne goes, "And UK funds? Gold bars? The fund in Australia? Never ending payment. You are an idiot." Well, she got that last part wrong.
Yeah.
Brown Cotton goes, "The funds are there." Anne goes, "You do not know the truth. Go to hell. Pay for it. Fuck yo." I think she meant you, but.
Fuck yo.
It works.
Brown Cotton goes, "So you want me to tell? So you want to tell me you can't go and meet Jennifer?"
What? Yeah.
Anne goes, "Pay for it. I never will. She destroys me. You all." And Cotton goes, "You are a liar." I guess that was what bridge too far. Anne goes, "Fuck you. You are a liar. Not me. I paid 150,000 Japanese yen.
Now, wait. She said 200,000 Japanese yen before. She can't even keep the amount straight.
Well, I mean, who knows? I don't know. Brown Cotton goes, "You want to kill the young girl?"
What? Where'd that come from?
Anne goes, "I did calculate it." Brown goes, "How much is that?" Anne goes, "I also paid lots of money to Morris Mariba." Remember, that's the lawyer who's going to help her.
Oh.
The bank lawyer. "I did pay it into the date about how much I paid. You totally destroy me." Brown Cotton goes, "Not me." Anne goes, "You are a fucking liar. You are." Brown Cotton goes, "It is your husband, Jones." What? I don't even know.
Yeah, where did this Mr. Jones come from?
Anne goes, "You destroyed me last year's. Fuck you. He's not my husband. This is fucking idiot. He likes me a lot. He wanted to come to Asia. He did meet me by webcam before coming to Asia. Fuck you. I was looking for him because people think Jimmy's a scammer. He is not. I'm trying to prove the truth. fuck you assholes. The judgment from my lawyer and police, they think Jimmy is a scammer in the very beginning. He is not. I do not contact me anymore. Who kills whom? The truth. I paid lots of money. I did not get any fucking money, but I have lots of debts. You destroy me. You threaten me. Well, apparently she went to the police early on, and they told her that Jimmy's a scammer.
No, Jimmy.
Jimmy was the one, the person she met that, who became her friend, and that she thought she was going to do business deals.
Right.
But then he was supposed to meet her, but he never showed up because he got killed. That's happened so
What's
often.
What's his last name? I don't think.
Maybe it is Jimmy Jones.
I'm wondering.
I think it's Jimmy Jones.
It must be.
That's, of course it is. So that's who she loves.
Ah.
She says no. Rand Cotton, to his credit, says, get lost.
Okay.
Scram.
Get lost.
She goes, fuck you. You get lost.
You hang up. No, you hang up.
It is like that. The truth is that I have much debts. Brown Cotton goes, $200. She goes, I work and work. Never. Brown Cotton goes, and you make noise here.
What a dick.
Oh, yeah, I like this guy. This guy's awesome.
No, he's not. He's
enough
dick.
With the squawking. I get it. You're nagging. What's $120,000?
Because he's downplaying it to think her concerns are nonsense. It's a subliminal thing that he's doing.
I know. It's like, why is he even bothering talking to her then?
It's like if somebody says, you know, I don't like this. I'm not comfortable with that. But somebody goes, well, you stop being ridiculous. That they're whatever you're saying, they're downplaying. Where you're starting to think, well, maybe I am being ridiculous or whatever. They're downplaying it, and they know they can do that with her.
Let's get through this. Here we got a little bit more. Let's get through this.
Okay.
So-called idiot Melvin.
Oh no.
So close.
I am going to expose all the truth, and I will make big noise for the truth since you all scam me. Number one, this is the truth about my scam. While I was looking for Jimmy after consulting the police and the lawyers, they thought Jimmy was the real scammer. But it was wrong, and I was trying to prove he is not a scammer, but a victim. She bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
This is how I met Miller. In the beginning, I did not notice him, and he told me that I ignored him a lot. Truth, because I was looking for Jimmy. I met Miller online, and he told me he was real. Well, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I did ask him about his photos abused by scammers. I also asked him if he was from Ghana. I did show him the fake profiles. Then he knew that I was serious about my scam. He told me he would help me with my scam. This is why he introduced me to UKEFCC to me. This is so that is a recovery scam.
Okay.
In fact, he was a nice man when I met him first. He introduced me to UKEFCC David Copper, who we know she sent money to in Ghana, to me, and asked me to open the case file. Miller also paid the money for me, and this is why I did appreciate him. But he also asked me to borrow money, and the funds would be transferred to my account in 72 hours. But it did not, due to the issues of tax clearances. It took 2 years to do such a stupid funds transfer, which totally destroys my whole life. Miller begged Green to help me with the funds transfer, and Green used up his savings to help me. Listen, I've dealt with banks, and they can be complete assholes.
But yeah, but come on.
The result? What do you think the result was, kids?
She didn't get her money.
Joe?
Didn't get her money.
The funds never hit my account. You guys have played this game before.
Yeah.
Okay. The funds transfer was from Paribas Bank in Paris to Yorkshire Bank PLC Australia, RBS Bank in Scotland. Why is the fucking money going all over the place? She's in Japan.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. I paid lots of money, but I never get any fucking money, and it destroys my whole life. About my funds, that Brown Cotton sent it back from Barclay Bank PLC, Maybank in Malaysia, RBH Bank in Hong Kong, and now it's lost somewhere. Hong Leong. No, money doesn't fucking just disappear. It wasn't under your mattress.
No, it's not lost.
Yeah, there's a paper trail.
Yeah, it's funds transfers.
Yes, it's money laundering. UKEFCC agent Nassim, this is a new name.
Whoa.
In Malaysia, got gunshot while he tried to locate scammers Pedro Simpson and Jayanthi Maram, group consisting 14 members.
Wow.
IC3 Brown flew to Malaysia to make sure of my funds while Nassim got gunshot again by the mafia.
This guy won't stay dead.
Shoot him again. She's buying a hook, line, and sinker.
You know who needed to be there? Big Pippa Pump. She could have taken care of that Nassim shot.
Yeah, she would have. I did not get any money back, and Brown Cotton stayed in Malaysia for me. He told me he would like to see the funds hit my bank account. Unfortunately, Nassim got gunshot and got protection and care by the police. Maybank asked me to pay for anti-money laundering. What a lovely fucking fee.
Oh, my God.
International Monetary Fund certificate. But I did not have enough money, so Miller and Green raised money for me, too. They did a GoFundMe in Ghana. It was very nice.
You know, know, they had a little different little dinner, you know, they had a fundraiser, a band played. Nice.
Brown Khan also paid the fees by himself to fly to Malaysia. When the funds were sent to RHB Bank in Hong Kong, it was so horrible. Bank manager tried to eat the funds, and this is why he made mistakes on purpose. This is typical ways how corrupted Chinese officers and bank managers eat money. I did warn Brown Cotton. She probably gave him the idea. Listen, not for nothing. This is what's going to happen. He goes, we'll fucking go with that. I had nothing.
That's perfect. Thanks for writing the story for us.
They make their job easier. Maybe they got a radio show, too. Yeah. My comments. Number one, I do not appreciate all your help, because the info you brought to me was not correct. And you never know the funds transfer well. Many people in Asia are also corrupted, especially Malaysia and China. I think she's pissed off at me again.
Wow, yeah.
You destroy my whole life. You never take responsibility. Or maybe it's not me. I don't know.
No, I don't think this is you. No, you didn't destroy her life.
Well, sometimes I have. It depends on the week. You never take responsibility. Indeed, you took the money from the victims, and all of them never get any fucking penny back. I would love to fucking get penny back. You just asked for the payment. All of you are liars. About the top issues of Green and Miller. Once Green fell in love with the victim, according to Miller saying, I blocked out her because she was fucking idiot and asked me his ex-lover often. I am not Green. Miller is an asshole. He fell for a woman, but he denied it. This is his problem. He made me sick because he never returns money to me because he is a fucking liar. If you are a re-man, ask Miller to return the money to me and fuck off.
Sincerely.
Customer service.
Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr should get fired. I will do unrest report as long as you do not return the money to the victims. All you want is to ask payment. I will never pay for it. You are fucking liars.
She's going back to the whole thing again where they're liars and they should be fired.
Yeah.
She's schizophrenic.
All you want is to ask payment. I will never pay for it. You are fucking liars. According to my true experiences, you will ask for the money, ask for the payment, which is never ending. Arrest Jennifer Green because she is a fucking scammer who scammed me money. This is what I know. She is a fucking liar. Fuck off, Japan.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what Japan did.
That's what she wrote?
Yes.
She wrote fuck off Japan.
It's like me writing fuck off Long Island.
Yeah. I know.
Well, when you're stuck on the LIE, yeah, I can envision it.
Yeah, you got me on that one. But nonetheless, I mean, but still.
Fuck off Japan. That's a new enemy.
They're all enemies. So I write, Anne, you have your real lawyer, your real police, scam hunters, and me telling you this is an elaborate scam, including Jimmy. But you believe none of us. I, too, have talked to real scammers on webcam and have had real conversation. It does not mean they are not scammers. These scammers have told you that scam hunters are going to kill you. They have convinced you that I am a scammer. They tell you lies to get your money. They tell you lies about what the victim did. I can't help you as long as you believe anything these people have told you has a shred of truth. They have been feeding you lies for years. You have no comment when I present you with the evidence that Parker Green is a liar and not the man in the picture. Surely that deserved a comment from you. It makes me wonder. One big elaborate scam. Template. We offer something you want. You're about to get it. An accident happens. We can't give what you want now. We need fees urgently. No time to waste. Hurry. Fees paid. Another excuse why you can't get paid what you want. Repeat. It is all a scam.
Yes.
And that's where we'll end it.
Oh, my God. It's like wash, rinse, repeat.
Well, before we thank the people who made this happen.
I am just so completely confused by her. But I think that she's completely confused.
She's a schizophrenic.
Yeah.
She's a schizophrenic. There's no. We listened to about 25 minutes of her dealing that they're scammers and hearing from Interpol telling her that, you know, you need to look into this legitimacy. And then she goes right back into it again.
Yep.
Calling them incompetent. She's a liar. She's a schizophrenic. That's the only thing. And they know that she's crazy. That's why they could. If you knew that you were dealing with somebody that was kind of had it together, you wouldn't say all those things.
No.
You know, because you put all this work into this scam. You're going to jeopardize it over stupid comments. But they know that she's nuts and they could say that stuff and get away with it.
What is she going to get a load of what I'm going to say now?
Yeah,
kind of like what I did with Belinda and Flory.
Yeah.
As
a matter of fact, I could at least see five instances in that whole segment where they would do that.
Absolutely, but they're just amusing themselves at this point because it's like, exactly, what is she going to do about it?
Well, nothing. We'll find out next week, maybe.
Mm. All right.
Now it's time to thank some folks. Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together family or by yourself. If you want to learn in a class environment, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Of course, you could check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. I'm sorry. I am so tongue-tied. They offer unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. I know. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Also, Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner, our pal, Davin of Davin's Den. There'll be a great show coming up on October 30th, starring Eddie Clark, who is absolutely phenomenal, and you've seen him in Orange is the New Black. Also, just try visiting their website at portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions, you need a comedian for your restaurant, your business, whatever you need it for. You need murder mysteries. You need karaoke. You need a kids' party entertaining. You need a Santa Claus. That's coming up. Give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Side-Splitting Productions, sidesplittingproductions.com. This Thursday, September 10th. I'll be on the 11 o'clock show at the Broadway Comedy Club in Manhattan. Yes, I'll be closing that show, so I'm going to be on late.
Yeah.
Number to call if you want text is 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Well, kids, it was a fun show. Had a good time with it tonight.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you guys especially who participated. Always appreciate when the fans participate in the show.
The Danish.
Makes it a better show. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening on replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.
Nighty night.